flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download. Jones and Keefe.
On W-E-E-I.
All right, first of all, Schefter, gross. I mean,
what is wrong with you?
The reverse Paul Brown? I mean, maybe on, like, your anniversary.
Maybe. Paul Brown.
Maybe on my birthday.
You better stretch for the reverse Paul Brown. You don't want to hurt anything.
What a bunch of nonsense that is.
Oh, what on earth?
You know what? Bill always wanted to coach in college. Didn't you see what David Halberstam wrote? Which is, you can just tell, that's like from all the Bill people, because I've heard it so many effing times.
A reverse Paul Brown.
Mm-hmm. It's the first time I've heard that. Do not look that up on a work computer.
A reverse Paul Brown. Yeah, I don't know if I buy any of that.
Hell, Halberstam said he wanted to go teach at an Ivy League school. It's actually what Halberstam said, but he always wanted to go to college. Yeah. He always wanted to go to college. So you're hearing that
in 2005.
And so, now you're hearing, well, his dad spent 1 year at the University of North Carolina. I thought his dad was at Navy. I thought that's where he wanted to go, but
well,
I guess
this is another layer to the story, apparently.
The year at North Carolina was massively impactful when he was 4 and totally doesn't remember.
There's also a big difference, Jones, between running a 3-4 versus a 4-3 and then going to the ACC.
Reverse Paul Brown. Mm-hmm. Got the job done, Kevin, in every which way.
He started that whole thing. He's like, I'm going to land it with a reverse Paul Brown.
So beyond it just being funny.
Yeah.
And just being a funny way of phrasing it. Do you know how stupid it is to be like, oh, Bill Belichick's idol is Paul Brown, and Paul Brown won a championship at Ohio State and then won 6 Super Bowls.
Then go coach the Browns or the Bengals.
So now Bill wants to win 6 Super Bowls and then go win one in college? Mm. Okay, fine. Maybe go to a place like Ohio State, because you ain't winning at UNC.
No, I think it's pretty simple. I mean, I guess everybody can have their own opinion on it. I think it's pretty simple. Bill wanted to coach. The NFL didn't want Bill. Bill still wanted to coach. So a college team wanted him, and he took the job, and he got what he wanted, and he got everything he wanted. He got full control. He was probably getting a nice big salary. He gets to bring all his buddies down there, and he's probably open to it. It's still football. It's different, but it is more like pro football than it was 10 years ago. I think it's a little crazy to be like, he's always wanted to coach in college. Like, what's the first we're hearing of this? It's the first we're hearing of this.
We've been covering, and not like where, some Patriots insider.
No.
Curran or somebody like that. We've been covering Belichick for a long time. I've never heard that in my life.
Like,
that
if
that's
coached,
what he wants to do.
If he coached Navy, it'd be less surprising.
That would be less
this
surprising.
This is more surprising. This is the I don't know why people are trying to make it out like this was the plan all, or this was the angle all along.
Because
like he kind of knew he was going
it's
there.
It's pathetic.
Because it wasn't that.
Because
that
it's, wasn't
the case.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for Bill, so we got to make up the reverse Paul Brown.
The reverse Paul
or
Brown.
We got to make
which
up
we all
that
aspire
his,
to.
Didn't you know that Steve Belichick, his father, not his son, spent 1 year at the University of North? Didn't you know that he always wanted to go to college? And didn't you know that college is actually like the NFL now?
Well, that now it is.
That's why we're bending over backwards. The NFL didn't want Bill. And if you don't agree with that, read the latest from Seth Wickersham. We'll read through that coming up. But why are we making up all these ridiculous things and you're hearing about them for the first time? Because it's a lie. Because Bill wants to coach in the NFL and the NFL doesn't want him. We'll get to your feedback on this, 617-779-7937. We're also talking a lot of Red Sox and Garrett Crochet today. Yes.
The reverse Paul Brown needs to be a tier next week is what somebody said on the text line.
Oh, that's top
tier.
Is
that the top or the bottom
tier? No, top.
Well,
you ever
tried
it?
I guess it depends on who you're talking about.
if you never tried
top
it,
tier,
top tier. Yeah, no, it's a great call. Yeah. That is our. It's a Schefter drop, and it's our top tier. No arguments here. Let's get some Red Sox thoughts in here as well, and then we'll read from the Wickersham story.
Friend of the show, Craig Breslow, was on last hour.
Yeah, we're ping-ponging back and forth between these two stories. Craig Breslow gave us a lot of answers earlier. Our buddy Johnny is in Brooklyn. Hello, Johnny.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Not impressed with Craig Breslow, to say the least, honestly. I mean, I'm not even sure where to start, so I just go straight to the Chapman stuff. I mean, the guy's so popular along the league that he's been on five different teams. He's not even very good anymore. It was tough. I mean, you guys are great always, but he's a tough listen. He's just, if I want to be lied to, I know where to go now. So thanks, guys. You're the best.
Hopefully he'll join us again. Yeah, he's a straight shooter, that Craig Breslow.
I mean, look,
I feel like it's, but you can read between the lines, like with a lot of these guys, right? You can kind of read between the lines. Like, do you really feel like he is being given every, I mean, he said that, you know, they're trying to put a winner out there. You know,
you're wrong. You're a liar.
There's no restrictions or whatever, right? Like to field a team.
Uh-huh.
Even though they just missed on every free agent. Garrett Crochet, great trade. Great job getting the player. But free agency, they haven't signed anybody, so we're still waiting on that.
You know, like, if you were going to grill me on the air about a bunch of questions about Odyssey, I would be a little squirrely, too. And so I get it. Like, he can't answer everything completely directly. But you can tell that he's covering for his boss. And here's what I like. It's not up to him to spend $765 million on Juan Soto. That is not his call. It is not up to him to spend $219, $1 million more than the Yankees on Max Fried. It's not up to him to give Corbin Burns $300 million. That is John Henry.
Mm-hmm.
It might be up to him. And I think it probably is. You got to run everything by ownership and get him to sign off on it. But I think it's in his purview to say, we're trading for this cheap, cost-controlled starter, and we're giving up prospects X, Y, and Z. And so, all right, your owner wants to cheap out? I'm going to go make this move. This is what I'm going to do. If they pay Crochet, that's an ownership thing.
Yeah.
But acquiring Crochet, that's a Breslow thing, so we will grade the trade on its merits. If Crochet's winning
side, it's a win of a trade.
Well, today.
I think.
Today.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's all we can do.
No, but I'm saying, if 5 years from now, if Crochet's a Cy Young winner and they win a World Series, huge win. If he blows out his arm and Kyle Teal's an MVP candidate, it's a huge loss.
That's a tough swing there.
We'll evaluate Breslow on that, those merits. But I do think this was his call, not ownership's call, unlike the free agents.
And just like the rumored, you know, Tristan Casas for Luis Castillo trade with Seattle. That's sort of been rumored out there. If that happens, that's 100% on Breslow. But if you're not signing anybody to multi-year deals and you're nowhere near approaching $100, $200 million in any of these contracts, and nobody has time to hear, but like, oh, you just missed. Oh, you offered this. Like, you didn't get Fried. You didn't get Soto. You obviously didn't get Snell or Willy Adames or some of these other guys that are down there. So, like, who are you in on? He did say it was not true, the
Bregman stuff.
The Bregman divide.
Do you believe it?
No.
Me neither.
But then again, it also could be as simple as they're locked in on Devers at third base, and if you bring in Bregman and move him to second, are you getting kind of diminishing returns, and are you even getting your value?
Who do you blame for Devers at third base?
The
owner.
Cora a little bit? No? Henry?
I think Cora.
Does Henry know what position any of these guys play?
No, but I. Probably
we're paying him, so he can't be a DH.
We paid him as a third baseman. Yeah. We didn't pay him as a DH. I think it's that. Where
I wonder if it's Devers wanting to be a third baseman.
That could be a huge factor.
And then
too.
Cora's like, all right. Like, I'll support you in this, though you're killing our team.
My guess is Breslow does not want Devers at third. I
bet Breslow does not, for sure.
I'm also guessing Cora doesn't. You and I disagree on that. You think he might be more pro Devers and what he wants to do. If I'm a manager of a team, I just can't sit there and watch a guy kick a ball into the dugout every other day and have no range at third base when he should just be a DH. And so I imagine Cora wouldn't be on board with that. I think it's ownership and maybe Devers as to why he won't move, which is disappointing. And it's disappointing they don't want to give Crochet an extension. I'm disappointed with a lot of it. You can check it out again on the Odyssey app. That won't disappoint you. Take it with you wherever you go. Lots of driving during the holidays, so make sure you have that with you. You won't miss out on anything.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On WEEI, including our latest with Craig Breslow. Now, a lot of people, Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy conversations, as always, there.
You bet.
Good, strong, solid chat.
Yep.
A lot of them are doubting that the NFL doesn't want Bill and that Bill had options and this and that. And you're only believing in certain reports and picking and choosing.
All right. What options did he have?
Well, this is what I want. Tell me with a straight face why Bill would choose the University of North Carolina over an NFL team. If you can answer that, I've not heard the answer to that. I would love to hear it. 617-779-7937. That's the phone and text line. If you can tell me with a straight face why Bill has NFL options but is choosing North Carolina. I've heard the reverse Paul Brown.
Yep.
I've heard that his dad coached there for a year.
Perhaps he zigs when others zag.
I mean, is that it?
No.
I don't think so either. I've heard some of these.
If people want to say he has these jobs lined up, I don't know where they are. I don't know who they are. I think almost the better conversation or the different question to ask would be, like, why don't these teams want him and should they want him? Like, when we get to it, now this won't happen until the Monday after week 18,
mm-hmm.
and we find out how many openings there are, and then you start to hear who's interviewing, and then if you there'll be some guy this hiring period that maybe, like Mayo, was never a coordinator, probably some young gun that they're hoping to hire, and we can have a good conversation about,
would Bill be better?
Should Team X have hired Bill instead of this guy? But they didn't. For whatever their reasons were, they're going to hire a 35-year-old guy who's been a coordinator for 1 year.
Let me give you two examples. Wickersham has reported this before. This is not new. Wickersham reported this when Bill struck out on jobs last summer. Bill was not a finalist for the Falcons job. Not a finalist.
Wasn't
not
one
top
of the three,
three
guys. Yeah.
So they went with Raheem Morris, which is the kind of guy you're talking about. Now, is that the right decision? We can debate, but they did. Schefter said this yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. He said it again on Get Up when he wasn't talking about dirty sex moves.
Man.
He brought up that Washington had a conversation with Bill, and they went with Dan Quinn. So...
Dan Quinn and Raheem Morris are getting jobs over Bill.
Thank you. Bill is not choosing to go to North Carolina. He's choosing it because it's his only option. There aren't even high-level college jobs. Never mind NFL jobs. He has to go to the University of North Carolina, where, didn't you hear?
It's wild.
His dad spent 1 year there when he was six.
Yeah.
So Seth Wickersham has his latest up now at ESPN. Yeah, Wick a scam. It's all garbage.
There's a lot in there.
In choosing,
it's another long article.
In choosing UNC, Bill Belichick chose himself. It is. There's good stuff in there.
No, there is.
Let me read you a couple of items here, Keith.
Okay.
Something about ending his career by not chasing Don Shula's NFL wins record, writes Wickersham, but instead on campus appealed to Belichick. Sure. When he agreed to terms with North Carolina, it was not only because of a new challenge after coaching only in the NFL since 1975, at a school where his father, Steve, once worked when Bill was a boy, and not only because his future in the pros was unclear, it was because, in the words of a confidant, Belichick is disgusted in what he believes the NFL has become. This is a big FU to the NFL. another Belichick confidant says. So this is Bill saying, yeah, you might want me, but screw you.
No, this is,
I'm going to college because I'm disgusted at what professional football has become.
This is Billy Madison in science class talking to the girl, and she's disgusted. He goes, no, I will not make out with you right here in the middle of class. She's like, what? Like I don't want to be in the NFL. It's like, yeah, nobody wants you anymore. Which, again, you can debate whether that's smart by these NFL teams or not. That just feels like it's the case. You know, he talked about in the article, early on in the article, like he and all his buds, right? Like Mike Lombardi, Patricia, McDaniels, they would all hang out every week and be like, all right, what jobs might be available? What NFL jobs might be available?
Mm-hmm.
And they would go through them. And they were like, well, out of the openings right now or the potential openings, Chicago's probably the best one. But they wouldn't. But they even recognize like they're going to go offense.
They want an offensive.
They're going to go Ben Johnson, or they're going to go somebody like that, which is what we've all said, which is what everybody says. And then you go through it. He's already removed himself from the Jets job. That's also in the article. Like, okay, so that's another job. Boom,
he doesn't want them. They don't want him.
Then for whatever reason, the Jaguars thing, maybe they got wind that they weren't interested. And then that's when Mike Lombardi piled on Tony Khan and whatever else. So sort of burning that bridge. Dallas, they only really... I think reference Dallas for a second.
What? Just quick. I think they burned the bridge after they knew they weren't getting it, though.
No, I agree. Yes, no, yes, I agree. Yes. But I'm sorry. I don't know what happened, or maybe they just... But they also said, like, he doesn't talk to a lot of teams around the... There's not a lot of communication between Bill and his people and current NFL teams, is what it sounds like. And so whatever limited interactions they're getting, it doesn't sound like he's a hot commodity. I was a little disappointed that they only gave the Dallas Cowboys, like, one sentence. It was like... Oh, they're not sure if they're going to move on from Mike McCarthy.
You want
and
it?
Like whatever. Yeah, it's quick. Because I was like, it's early in the article.
Where is it? Where is it?
It's right after the Bears thing.
I'm looking through my notes. Hang on. Dallas was a potential spot. Nobody can take a collection of talent and turn it into a team like Belichick. Debatable. But nobody knew if owner Jerry Jones would move on from Mike McCarthy. And if he did... if he'd want to hand the team over to Belichick. So you're right, just like a quick aside.
That was it. Like, I was like, oh, but I feel like that could be a spot. They mentioned the Giants in there, but Belichick thinks that Daboll should keep the job. Also, Daboll would be an interesting one. If Daboll gets fired, would Daboll be the UNC OC? That'd be a good get for Bill.
That would be
for
a good
Bill
one.
Belichick. But either way, they sort of talk about all this stuff and about how like Bill has kind of his guys and then everybody else is sort of not really his guys. And then that led him to go to college. But no, I just think... they actually read the room rather than waiting around and then even having a job like this snapped up. I think Bill was like, another year of McAfee and Manning cast. I can't do it.
I don't know.
I would rather go coach this college than do this.
This is what people told you. You heard this. You know this. Curran came on and said it every week with us when we'd asked him about Bill. No. He's going to the media because he wants to stay relevant and he wants to seem young and he wants to stay in the minds of these owners and prove that he's not just this ogre that gets up in front of the press conferences and belittles the media. Nope, there's a personality there. There's a human being there. He wants to make himself more hireable with NFL owners. It didn't work. It was a ploy.
No.
And so now he has to go crawling to the University of North Carolina and do the reverse Paul Brown.
Yep.
Which I don't even know if it's legal in that state, quite
North
frankly.
Carolina?
Yeah.
Maybe. The South, I feel like, probably whatever, anything goes.
Jeremy Fowler, here's another one who reported this.
All right.
ESPN. Yeah, ESPN lies. The sense from NFL owners' meetings is that Bill Belichick simply hadn't garnered much NFL interest at all this cycle. Perhaps that would have changed. Perhaps.
Maybe.
But Belichick goes with the sure thing and a fascinating new start. So that's another person saying there's no interest in Bill, and I don't even need the reports, FYI. You should just use your brain and say if there was interest in the NFL, he would never even dream of going to UNC.
No, I even go back
they're gum on the bottom of his shoe. He'd right over it. He wouldn't even look at UNC if he had real options.
It's very bizarre. I also think, you know, that Belichick Kraft weird final press conference just for like the photo op in that press conference, I still go back to it where Robert's like, I wish him well, unless like we're playing against him on Sunday. And like the way that ended, you were like, Bill's going to walk out of here and get a job tomorrow in the NFL.
I mean, that's what I believed.
And then we were going to circle it, right? We were like, oh, the Falcons play the Pats in 2025. Like we were already like looking ahead to when Bill was going to play him. But no, pretty much across the league, I don't know if it's like if he's blackballed or what, but across the league, they were like, no, we don't want him. And he's not even getting a sniff.
Again, I don't think he's blackballed. I think he's asking for too much, and no one believes him if he says he'll just coach. That line about Terry Fontenot, again, we can read it coming up. that line where, like, he had to sit in the meetings with the Falcons and Terry Fontenot had to talk about the draft, and Bill felt like he was being lectured. And, like, Terry Fontenot invented the draft, and Bill's looking at him across the table like, I know more than this guy.
Yeah.
Bill will not subjugate his ego. He won't sit there and listen to another GM. He won't. So even if he tells you in an interview, he will.
Yeah, it'd be tough for that guy.
He wouldn't be
whoever the GM is.
He wouldn't be the first person to lie or embellish to get a job. And no one believes him. No one believes him. And so that's a big problem. You could say Bill could still coach. No one thinks he's just going to coach. The idea he just wants to coach and he doesn't want power and money. Wasn't that the clip we played from Rap Sheet off the top? Rap Sheet's like, this wasn't about money. Oh, was it?
It's about both.
Oh, was it?
And he got it.
It's just about
coaching.
Where
else was he going to get it?
Then go coach at some high school in the middle of nowhere where, you know, there's no media and there's no money. Go do that if it's just about coaching. Of course, it's about money and power and everything else. He has those two things, albeit at a mid-level ACC school at the University of North Carolina. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe all day long, talking Red Sox, talking Bill Belichick. We'll continue to do that coming up. We will get to Jerod Mayo and his job security as well. Schefter gave an interesting answer to WEEI Afternoons yesterday. I want to know, are the Red Sox done, or do they still have something up their sleeve? I'm a little discouraged after talking to Breslow earlier today. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Time Out Market Boston. Former Patriots head coach Bill Belichick has reached an agreement on a 5-year deal to become the new head coach at UNC. The Red Sox have acquired left-handed pitcher Garrett Crochet in a trade with the White Sox. In return, the Red Sox will send Chicago 4 prospects, including catcher Kyle Teal and outfielder Brandon Montgomery. The Red Sox have also traded for Yankees catcher Carlos Nevaez. The Sox will send Yankees a minor league pitcher, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, and international bonus pool space. Celtics and Bruins return to action tonight at 7:30. The Seas host the Pistons. Jason Tatum, Jordan Walsh, Jaden Springer are all questionable. Sam Hauser is doubtful for tonight's game. At 10 o'clock, the Bruins are in Seattle to play the Kraken. At Patriots practice yesterday, Marcus Jones and Javon Baker did not participate. 10 other players were limited. Christian Barmore was a full participant. The Pats are back on the practice field today at 12:45 as preparations continue for Sunday's matchup against the Cardinals in Arizona. And week 15 in the NFL begins with a Thursday night football matchup between the Rams and 49ers. Kickoff is at 8:15, and you can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 7:30. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com.